China's new premier Li Keqiang named air pollution and corruption as the top priorities for the Communist Party's new leadership to tackle. NPR's Frank Langford has more.
In focusing on corruption and pollution, Li chose two problems that are most obvious and frustrating for ordinary Chinese. In January, smog blanketed much of eastern China and at times made Beijing practically uninhabitable. Pollution experts say the technology exists to reduce air pollution, but it will mean confronting powerful interests, including rich state oil companies that distribute high-sulfur, heavy-polluting gas. Tackling corruption won't be easier either. For years, many people have pursued government jobs here to take advantage of China's boom and line their pockets, not serve the country. On foreign policy, Li said China is committed to strong relations with the United States and continued to deny that Beijing is behind cyber espionage targeting American firms. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.
More than 150,000 people crowded into St. Peter's Square today to hear the first blessing from Pope Francis. Speaking in Italian, he urged them to be more forgiving and not so quick to condemn other people's failures. He said a little bit of mercy makes the world less cold and more just. The president of Cyprus went on television today to explain the terms of an international bailout. Lenders will provide the euro equivalent of $13 billion, but only if there's a one-time tax on bank accounts. The Cypriot president said he had to accept the requirement or the island would face bankruptcy. The parliament is to vote on the deal tomorrow. This is NPR News from Washington.